Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, I want to play two pieces of audio for you guys because I think these pieces are really, really interesting. And these are things that if you are the Chiefs, you have to be factoring in. We are not that far from having a conversation on if the Chiefs should pay Rashee Rice. We have enough examples in the National Football League that once you get to the final year of your contract, that's when the negotiation time starts. It doesn't happen when your contract is over. It happens leading into the offseason of it being over. So we are going to have a pretty clear understanding, I believe, in where the Chiefs stand with Rashee Rice. Now, maybe they franchise tag him. That is always a possibility, but that's never what you're trying to do. No, you want to sign a player to a long-term deal. It is usually in your best benefit financially if you want to sign a player to that. So I want to play for you guys two separate pieces of audio and ask what I think is a very, very important question. Let's start with Nate Taylor. He said this on the Midday Show. Listen to what he said about Rashee Rice.
Hey, man, like the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period. His effort is lacking when the play call is man-to-man or when there's a safety over the top that suggests, hey, man, I exist. You're their number one receiver, right? This is what Justin Jefferson gets. This is what Chase gets. Hey, man, like, you want to be the number one receiver, right? Hey, I'm a safety. I'm over the top.
You're going to work inside of that.
Yeah. Like, can you beat me? It's one-on-one. You want to give good effort? Hey, man, I know the play's not necessarily for you, but, like, how am I giving more effort than you?
That word effort came up a bunch there with Nate Taylor. A bunch. We'll get to that. We haven't spent nearly enough time talking about this, and I think everybody is guilty. Man, one of the reasons they're going to miss the postseason is their best offensive player was suspended for the first 6 weeks of the season. Do you think the Chiefs win one of those games if they have Rashee Rice available? I mean, maybe they don't. Do you think they beat the Chargers if they have Rashee Rice available, especially when Xavier Worthy went out in that game? Do you think they beat Philadelphia in that game if Rashee Rice isn't suspended? Like, that is some of the reason they dug themselves in a hole early, is because, well, you didn't have your number one and number two wide receiver. Your number two wide receiver went out on a fluky injury. Man, your number one wide receiver was out because of his own poor decision-making. Those games mattered. Those games count. That is one of the reasons. It's not number one. It's not the most, it's not the number one reason why the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs, but not having Rashee Rice because of his own decision-making is absolutely one of the reasons why the Chiefs are going to miss the postseason. So you weren't there when we needed you, and your effort is now being questioned. And that's just one person when it came to Nate Taylor. I want to play for you what Matt Verderam had to say. These are two independent people that work for two different places, and they are seeing the exact same thing on film with Rashee Rice.
The thing with Rice is very obvious. Do you trust him? I mean, look, it's not hard to see. There are times with Rashee Rice when he doesn't fall out on routes. He just doesn't. There are times, it was jogging in certain routes in that Texas game. And obviously all the off-field stuff that goes with him. So, like, are you going to give him $30 million a year over 4 years? And if you are, is every single dollar in that contract voidable if he gets as much as a jaywalking ticket? Like, that's the question. I mean, Duffy, you don't worry about any of that stuff. You do with him. And that's the push-pull. It's a very hard, hard decision for Red Beach to make.
That was Matt Verderam joining us on the show earlier today. I don't think we're discussing a talent issue with Rashee Rice. I don't think we're dealing with a talent issue. He's a very good receiver in the National Football League. There are kind of three boxes for me for Rashee Rice. If we're talking about the amount of money that people are talking about, we're not talking about you signing Rashee Rice to a two-year, $20 million deal. Or if it doesn't work out, what does it matter? We're talking about Rashee Rice is at a minimum, I think, asking for $25 million a year. At a minimum, I think, asking for $50 to $60 million guaranteed. We're talking about significant money. He has had a knee injury. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, and I realized something. Like, it's almost like you guys think it's less of a knee injury because of how it happened. Like, because it happened from Patrick Mahomes, it's less of a knee injury than if a defensive player hit him. Man, you blew out your ACL. I don't care if you broke your pinky toe because you stubbed it on your nightstand or you did it playing basketball. You broke your pinky toe. It hurts. So he had a significant knee injury. Agreed. Friendly fire, fluke injury. You still had a year you were off recovery, all of those things. And how does your body respond to you being out? So injury box. Not 100% healthy. Man, the effort box is a big deal when we're talking about money. That's what we're talking about. And I think you see this example all the time. Man, if that's the kind of effort you give when you're trying to get the bag, what kind of effort do you get when you already have it? When you already have it. When you already got the $60 million guaranteed and it's already in the bank, if people are saying you don't try hard and work hard on your rookie deal, what does that look like when you've paid and empowered that player? I don't think the Rashee Rice contract extension is as straightforward as people are making it. There's no question he can play. He is a legitimate number two receiver in the league. Borderline high two, low one, wherever you want to put it. He is very good. But the fact that two people from two different platforms are telling you the same thing, hey, on these man coverages, he just doesn't try. He just doesn't try. That's not a good characteristic if the expectation is that's supposed to be your leader for next season. If Kelsey's gone, man, the offense goes through this individual. And if Nate Taylor is seeing that and Matt Verderam is seeing that, trust me, defensive coordinators are seeing it too. Hey, you can get this guy out of the game. You get physical with him. The play's not designed for him. He doesn't go. And they kind of need him to be that way. I thought that was very telling what we heard earlier today from Verderam, and when you couple that with what Nate Taylor had to say yesterday about the effort that he sees from Rashee Rice.
This creates a big problem for the Chiefs because, no disrespect to Nate Taylor or Matt Verderam, if they are seeing it and they're tape watching, and they're watching tape to write articles, that's no disrespect to their job. If they're seeing it, the Chiefs are seeing it, and I'm betting other teams around the league are seeing it. I don't think Nate and Matt stumbled onto something with his effort that no one else in the league has seen. So now, if his effort's in question, it's a problem for both you and potential trade value. Because people in the text line are saying, if he's not giving good effort, trade him. If he's not giving good effort for the Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and I know the season's gone bad, but all the infrastructure designed to make you succeed, if you ain't giving good effort there in a season on the line game, if I'm the Jets, if I'm the Colts, if I'm the Seahawks, pick a random team, am I giving up a premium asset for a guy that I question his effort? If the Chiefs aren't paying this guy because they're questioning his effort, why am I giving up a massive haul to get this guy? Like, now the Chiefs are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because he's got 1 year left. If his effort's in doubt or you don't think he gives maximum effort, you can't really give him $50 million. You can't give $50 million to a guy you don't think is going to try. And if you don't think he's going to try, why would the league give you anything of high value for him if his chance he doesn't try for them? It's different than the George Pickens problem, but it's pretty similar to the George Pickens problem. The Steelers realized we have a head case. We have a problem. We have to offload him to someone. We can't get anything back for him of super value, but we can't give him money. And they got stuck and took what we know based on Pickens' talent is pennies on the dollar to get rid of the Cowboys. The Chiefs are in. It's different, but the same spot with Rashee Rice this upcoming offseason.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, it's easy to throw shade at Rice, but damn, what should the Chiefs do? There's no wide receiver tree, as Ned Yost would put it. I would argue that if you were going to lose a player of good stature, and he's a good player, I'm not trying to paint like he's not a good player, the easiest position to replace right now in the NFL is wide receiver. It's the easiest position in the league to replace. And I would say there is a wide receiver tree. This offseason, Devontae Adams was available in free agency. You could have got Devontae Adams if you wanted to this offseason. Every offseason, there's a wide receiver that gets traded that didn't work in their previous place. You could have got George Pickens this year if you really wanted to. I mean, this offseason, you could have got Emeka Egbuka. He was the 19th overall pick. He was available. Last year, you could have got Brian Thomas from the Jaguars, was available for a first-round pick. If there is a position group that you can DK Metcalf was available last year. There are impact wide receivers available every single offseason now. There's just so many of them. It's the deepest position in the league, and you think you got the best quarterback in the National Football League. So all I'm saying is the Rashee Rice extension and paying him what the market says that he's worth, I'm just not 100% sure. I'm not 100% there yet. I know that some of you are when it comes to Rashee Rice, and you have been there for quite some time, and I get it. But I'm looking at what I think the contract is going to cost. And the point that I was making earlier that we didn't get a chance to get to, man, that Tyreek Hill, you got him for the bargain basement deal because of the audio tape. Man, the wide receiver market has drastically changed since then. Every wide receiver gets paid now. If you show any ability at wide receiver, you get at least $20 million, especially on your second deal. Maybe not on your third deal, but there are no bargain basement deals at wide receiver. When Calvin Ridley signed a deal, Calvin Ridley got $23 million. Michael Pittman got $23 million. Nico Collins got that. In what world do you think you're getting Rashee Rice for the deal? I think it's a minimum of $25 million to sign Rashee Rice. To me, the cheapest you get Rice is Devontae Smith's contract. Devontae Smith got 3 years, $75 million with $51 million guaranteed. And do you feel comfortable giving that? Do you feel comfortable giving that contract to that player when one of the criticisms for him is effort and doesn't try hard? It's tough for me to now write you a $51 million guaranteed kind of check, especially when you haven't put up those big time numbers and haven't gone out there and dominated. I just got my questions about him. There's always going to be a, hey, do you want to pay this player long-term? Are they a part of your foundation? But I think we are kidding ourselves if we are not acting like there are not some question marks when it comes to giving Rashee Rice that kind of money. Struggles in man coverage, had a significant knee injury, had significant off-the-field issues, and effort is in question. That is not a lockstep home run. We got to sign that individual heading into his second contract. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Let me play a couple of pieces of audio that we have missed along the way. Now it just feels like a good time to get to them. Travis Kelce, you guys know he's the co-host of one of the most successful sports podcasts out there, New Heights. And every Wednesday, what has become just a theme of things, Travis Kelce explains to us what is going on with the Chiefs. And this time he sounded a little bit more puzzled at what's going on.
Like, I've always had the answers in years past, and this year it's just, I just can't find them. And I keep thinking if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues, through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
It's not coming together this year. I mean, that's for sure. I'm not here to kick Travis Kelce or the Chiefs while they're down, but I don't think anybody has the answers for what has gone wrong this season. I mean, the answer is just about everything, honestly. The offense has been broken at times. Their inability to get off the field on third downs, their inability to get pressure with their front four, their defense doesn't take the ball away, special teams. I mean, it feels like when the Chiefs solve one issue, another two pop up. And they're constantly playing whack-a-mole with trying to fix all of the issues on the team, when in theory, they haven't really fixed many of them. If we went back to, you know, the third, fourth game of the season and the problems that you saw, man, very few of those problems got fixed as the season progressed. And I think a lot of us, and I put myself in this category, thought that the return of Xavier Worthy and the return of Rashee Rice were just going to be able to mask over a lot of problems because they just would outscore people. That has just not really been the case, and that's not really how the season has gone. I told you guys this earlier in the week. I firmly believe
I think that Travis Kelce, when he sits back and he makes a decision about what he wants to do, I think two plays are going to stand out. I think the play against the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think this play against the Houston Texans, really the back-to-back sequence. He dropped the ball on second down. They then threw it to him on third down. He then popped it up in the air. And I think those are going to be two plays that weigh very, very heavily on his decision about what he wants to do next season. I've kind of waffled back and forth about what I think is going to happen with Travis Kelce. And what I think you saw on the sideline there was a guy that just kind of looks and acts like it's over in some ways. And just, hey, I've had an amazing run, but I just can't do the things consistently the way that I used to. And if I don't feel like I can be the absolute best version of myself, I don't know if I want to be out there. I've kind of now gone back on the other way. Man, things were going really well there for a while with Kelce, where you were thinking, man, maybe there's a chance he could come back. I mean, there's still a possibility of that happening on a one-year deal, but I think that drop, that sequence, and how he kind of just his body language and his demeanor, I thought was very telling as he walked off to the sideline. So I want to play for you guys a couple of more pieces of audio. Here is Stephen A. Smith also talking about the possible end of Travis Kelce.
You know, this slippage, and you're trying to figure out how to offset that slippage. And one could easily argue and surmise that he would have retired after last season had they won the Super Bowl. That pride that exists in this three-time Super Bowl champion, who's a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football, said, I can't go out like that. It wasn't that you lost the Super Bowl. It was how you lost the Super Bowl. We have to remember that the Kansas City didn't lose. They got their ass kicked. They got stomped. We saw footage live of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes sitting together in the Super Bowl, just shaking their head on the sideline like, damn, this is bad. In the third quarter, that's what a romp. That's how much of a romp it was on the biggest stage in football. And he said, I'm not going out like that. So he wanted to come back this year and give it one more try. But in response to doing that, you're talking about six dropped passes recently. You're talking about 60 receptions on the season, 13 games in, when he had 97 receptions in three more games last year. You see, and that was slippage in a lot of people's eyes. So it's just looking at your own mortality and understanding who you were and what you once were and recognizing the fact that that is no more.
I think we're trying to figure out with Travis Kelce if he has two more home games left or has this year and next year. I would be stunned if Travis Kelce played past next year. I could see a scenario in which Kelce comes back on a one-year contract for next year. This contract expires. He wants to come back. Let's say he signs a base salary of around $10 million with incentives that can get it to a certain place, and those incentives don't count against the salary cap. Like, there's a way to make the math work for Kelce that could really work out well on both ends. He gets to play one more season in Kansas City. Everybody just kind of knows, even if he doesn't announce it, that this is his last season. And there is a way to give the Chiefs some financial relief, which I think they need. And I also think they're counting on with Travis Kelce. I think the Chiefs, if you are looking at kind of what they need to do this offseason and how they need to equip themselves to go out and make some of the necessary changes, they're counting on getting Juwan Taylor's contract off the books. I also think they're counting on getting Travis Kelce's number a lot significantly lower than where it is. They're going to need that money. If you want them to be a major player to either go get another wide receiver or to go get a pass rusher, man, that money's got to come from somewhere. It's a salary cap kind of league. I think that money is coming from some of Travis Kelce's money and some of Juwan Taylor's money. And you've already got your right tackle. You got Josh Simmons. You now got Issa Pole that I think you have to have some conversation about what he means for the Chiefs. If he's just a swing tackle, if he's a guy, the way that he played, it is at least worthy of him finishing out the rest of the season and just seeing what you got, giving him more reps, giving him more tape and something to go into the offseason with, especially if this team isn't going to make the playoffs. So I think that is some money that the Chiefs have kind of, you've already started to spend that money and allocate that money elsewhere. So I do think there is a space for Travis next year. Travis has been very good this year. No problem if he comes back next year, but I think he's going to have to come back at a number that just makes sense for everybody. And I think he's willing to find out what that number is. One more piece of audio that I want to play for you guys, and then we'll go around the NFL. Here is Rich Eisen talking about the Chiefs.
Is this a what's more likely Wednesday right now? What's more likely? The Chiefs get eliminated this week, this elimination scenario, or this happens?
They get eliminated this week.
Mm.
Ooh, I'm with Chris.
Why? Because you think the Chargers don't lose three of their last four?
That's, no, because
you can't sit here and say the Ravens and the Dolphins are winning out, right? Ravens and the Dolphins are not winning out, right? Right?
No.
Let's take it one piece at a time.
I don't think so.
Are the Colts winning three of their last four with Phillip Rivers?
Probably not.
Okay.
But I don't
Hold on a second. You don't think the Chiefs are winning out?
Right.
Ah.
That's the thing.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have the rest of the way. The Chargers at home. Okay. Then they are at Tennessee. Then they have Denver at home. And they're at Vegas. Which one of them gets them in Arrowhead?
On Sunday.
Because they're not losing on the road.
On Sunday.
You think the Chargers go in, sweep the Chiefs, potentially end their season?
Yeah, the Chargers are a better team than Kansas City.
Yeah, but the better team doesn't always win.
I'm just saying this is more than a dumb and dumber. You're saying I've got a chance here.
Going in Arrowhead.
Now, the problem is, again, they've lost four of their last five and have not looked like a team that can rip off four in a row because they can't string together two, three clean drives.
That's the problem.
Two, three clean quarters.
That was Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I do believe the Chiefs are going to lose to either the Chargers or the Broncos. They just haven't shown me enough consistent play to think they're beating two possible playoff teams. I just haven't seen it. I don't care where the game is. I just don't think they're winning both of those games. They can probably win one of these games. I wouldn't be surprised if they win on Sunday. Like, that's a tough turnaround for the Chargers. Overtime game on Monday Night Football. The Chargers might be just as beat up right now as Kansas City is. It's going to be cold outside. Quick turnaround. Road game. Like, I could very easily see the Chiefs winning this game and just, hey, we just kicked this can down the road. Man, the Broncos are decidedly better than the Kansas City Chiefs, if that's the case. And, I mean, when it comes to those two road games, they're winning both of those games. I might be down on Kansas City. I've got my questions about the Chiefs. I don't question them that much on whether or not they're going to beat the Titans or the Raiders. They will definitely take care of business when it comes to either one of those teams. We'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit. There is a lot of news right now happening around the National Football League. Rob, let's get to it.
Carrington, let's start around the NFL before we get to the games, because the games are interesting. Let's start in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, who had some interesting comments earlier this week talking about how it's not very fun right now in Cincinnati. Carrington, how do you hear these comments? Is he begging for change when it comes to the organization, head coach, offensive coordinator, etc.? Or is he looking for change in the fact that he wants out of Cincinnati? Or are you getting Andrew Luck vibes from Joe Burrow for what he says earlier this week?
I thought you were going to play the audio. You want me to play it? I'll play it. I got you.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above.
Oh, boy. They still got a long way to go on this contract with Joe Burrow. They still got two more seasons after this of Joe Burrow. He sounds like a broken man is what he sounds like. I don't know what's going on in his personal life. I'm not here to assume. I have absolutely no clue what could be going on in Joe Burrow's personal life. But we know the injuries that he's dealt with over the last handful of seasons. That's not the way that I want my 29-year-old quarterback talking about when we still owe him around $90 million. That's just not really how I want my quarterback speaking. Goodness gracious, that was depressing. I'd seen the comments. I hadn't heard it yet. My goodness. I don't want my quarterback sounding like that. We need you. Where's the fire, Joe? What happened to the Joe that was smoking the cigar in the locker room? What happened to the Joe Burrow that changed the spelling and walked out of the tunnel for senior night at LSU? Does that Joe Burrow still exist?
I mean, I maybe I'm overreacting. That hit the ear.
He sounded bad.
He sounded genuinely bad. That hit the ear.
He sounded
like
somebody who football has beaten him up.
Correct.
Over the last couple of years, and it is not fun for him.
I guess
I always say football is like robbing a bank. man, your heart got to be in it. I'm not robbing a bank with somebody who 100% ain't in it, bro. Hey, we got to find something else. We got to figure out a new way to get this money. Everybody a part of this planning has to be fully committed to us going along with this caper. And if one of us is not in it, that's how we get caught up. So if I'm playing football with somebody who sounds like that, hey, we got to figure something out, because you sound defeated is what you sound like. If you are the Bengals, you are doing your organization a disservice if you do not listen to trade offers for Joe Burrow. I'm not saying you trade him this offseason, but you at least got to find out what the rest of the league feels about him and how much he is worth, and if it is worth it to you to get out of that contract and start over. You got one of the 10 most valuable pieces in the National Football League. He's a 29-year-old proven quarterback.
Are you sure he still wants to play football? It hit my ear very Andrew Luck-ish. I mean, Andrew Luck at the end was talking like, my body's broken. Now, I know Joe Burrow's had injury issues. I don't think he's broken like Andrew
Luck. It could be a lot of stuff going at home right now. It could be a lot of stuff
going on at home, and you say football's not fun, and you're playing with your best friend, and you're a billionaire. Are you sure you want to keep doing that?
I mean, you're making good points. I can't argue it.
I hope as a football fan.
I don't want Joe Burrow to retire either. I love watching him play.
You know how I feel? He had the best college football season we've ever seen. We're not having this argument. We saw you know what? He had an incredible college football season.
Yeah, it was good.
He was great to watch.
All right. It wasn't Cam Newton, but it was all right.
I mean, he threw 60 touchdown passes. That's, I mean.
No, he was great.
Jaw-dropping. And now he sounds like a 60-year-old who's worked in the steel mill his whole life.
Can we talk about Cam Newton for just a bit?
Because let's do.
I love Cam Newton. There have been, I would say, less than 5 people who I've seen and been starstruck. Like, oh, man, that's fill in the blank. I saw Matt Leinart at the last Super Bowl, and I was like, man, I love those USC teams. I just was standing. I was like looking at him for like 10 seconds. I was like, oh, man, it's Matt Leinart. Cam Newton was one of those people for me. I love Cam Newton. Cam, why are you hating?
It's almost like a slap in my face, bro.
It's like,
yeah. I ain't going to lie.
But let me ask you this, just how you say it. I mean, granted, and you can take it how you want it. Just how you say it, like women, when a guy's hitting them up, do you even come off like you're available?
Did Phillip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available? Why you asking me to do something that everybody else didn't do?
Mm.
I ain't no sucker. I ain't no lab rat. I ain't like, come on, bro.
How do people want to know? So you still will work out. You still are available.
Bro, people be holding people to a standard that they ain't even holding everybody else to that standard. Bro.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like. And bro, you ain't showed that you. Have you followed my Snapchat?
And he's retired. You ain't even retired.
I did not. Yeah. And will not. Because of an opportunity like this.
Cam, my brother.
I say this one. Follow my Snapchat? Did he just say, do you follow my Snapchat? I'm
Cam,
sorry.
You too old to be talking like that. You too old for that, bro. I'm serious. You too old for that, man. Cam, I say this with love. Cam Newton is one of my 10 favorite athletes of all time. I love Cam Newton. Bro, you're a podcaster now. You're a podcaster. There's nothing wrong. You're very good at the podcasting. You're a podcaster now. You not hating that another man got an opportunity because you feel like you should have got the opportunity? He knows the system. He talks to Shane Steichen every week. I don't think they picked Phillip Rivers because they think he's going to light the world on fire. They didn't have a whole lot of options. They found a quarterback that knew the system. Instead of congratulating, you play a hating. I can't support this. This is some hateration and holleration. I can't be on board with this, Cam. I expect you to be better than this. I really do. I hold you to a better, higher standard than this. Why are you hating on that 44-year-old man? Phillip is not bothering anybody. Phillip probably in bed every night by 8:30, 9:30. Stop it. Come on, man. It's terrible.
I mean, did the Colts check Phillip Rivers' Snapchat? Because we know they didn't check Cam Newton's Snapchat.
That man said, did you check my Snapchat? Cam, bro, you too old to be on Snapchat.
I mean, seriously, if the Colts came out and said, yeah, we looked at the Snapchat, everyone in the organization would be fired.
I'm telling you right now, the only people using Snapchat are baddies and people under the age of 25.
That's how all the youths are meeting nowadays, by the way.
Yeah, what, bro? You grew up watching Hey, Arnold, you don't need to be on Snapchat, brother. You don't need to be on there.
Cam Newton grew up in the flip phone era. Now he's on Snapchat. Yeah.
You grew up listening to Soulja Boy. You should not be on Snapchat. You grew up wearing tall white tees. Snapchat is not the app that you need to be on. I'm serious. That's crazy to me. On Snapchat, bro. Relax. What's next?
Let's talk about the games this weekend because they are actually good and worth watching. Great weekend of football
in
the
NFL.
Let's start with a battle in the AFC East. Surprising line here, at least to me. The Bills are favored as they head into Foxborough on Sunday at noon. Nance and Romo not on the call for this one. This will be Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. Carrington, you spent all week telling me the Bills have to win this postseason. This is postseason about the Bills. Does the postseason start this week for the Bills, or is Drake May and co. going to give them problems up in Foxborough?
I'm biased because I got a 10-1 bet on the Patriots. I'm biased. I mean, at this point, you can't trust. I'm financially motivated to be rooting for them. I mean, the Chiefs are out of it, but I had to find some joy in the rest of the NFL season. I had to find something. The Chiefs haven't given it to me. The Chiefs, all they've done is cost me money. They cost me money professionally and personally this season by the nonsense they've been on. I had to find a new team. I found that team for the New England Patriots. We're winning the Super Bowl.
The pivot you've done on Drake May is wild.
I don't have a choice, all right? Who do you want me to support? Justin Herbert, who has one arm? You want me to support Bo Nix? It wasn't that long ago I saw people calling him Tebow Nix. You want me to support Trevor Lawrence? I got to like somebody in the AFC. So I picked the Patriots. That's who I selected. So, yeah, I flip-flopped. So what? What are you going to do?
You and Bo Nix are the same age. That's cool.
You know what Bo Nix probably got? A Snapchat.
No.
Bo Nix definitely has a Snapchat.
Bo Nix has an AARP card, not a Snapchat.
He definitely has a Snapchat.
Speaking of Bo Nix, he might be the game of the weekend in the NFL. 325 CBS, Nance Romo. Yet again, Carrington, we find ourselves in a prove-it type of game for the Denver Broncos, despite the fact every time we ask them to prove it, they go out and prove it. Do you believe the Broncos can take care of business against the Packers at home, or is Jordan Love and co. going to come into Mile High and beat down the Denver Broncos?
I'm torn. I don't trust the Patriots or the Packers. I don't really trust the Broncos either. Now, I do like the Packers a little more, and I'm still contemplating putting a futures bet on them. I'm undecided. I know I had a chance to get them at really good odds, and I missed the boat, and I picked the Patriots instead, and I got to live with that. But give me the Broncos at home. I know I picked the Patriots earlier in the show. I don't care. I could do both. I can't be wrong. Give me the Broncos at home.
Do you think do you have them proving it again?
Give me the Broncos at home.
Are we done calling Broncos games prove it games yet?
Yeah, I'm not calling them prove it games anymore.
I feel like it continues to be prove it games. The Chiefs was a prove it game. The Eagles was a prove it game. Yeah. The Packers are a prove it game. Well, it feels like the Broncos got to keep proving it.
Because this is what's going to happen. We all just can't wait to say, see, I told you about like five teams in the league, and the Broncos are still on that list. We've already got the Colts out of the way. We don't got to worry about them anymore. We didn't believe in the Colts, and now there's no reason to believe in the Colts. And now we got other teams to get out of the way. So, yes, they will be playing prove-it games for the rest of the season. Absolutely. Is what we will be doing. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Jay Binkley's going to join us in studio. Certainly a lot of things to get into. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the biggest story in college football, and it has nothing to do with the players. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right. It's time. Let's talk about this Michigan head coaching situation with their head coach, Sherrone Moore. Now, at this point, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. I don't know what internet rumor is. I don't know what any of that is. So I'm going to say allegedly, because we got to say allegedly. But I guess before we get started with this conversation, I want you to know that I believe probably 80% of this. I mean, there's always some sensationalism when it comes to these things. But for the most part, I believe the rumors. I think the rumors are pretty accurate on what happened. So this is my take on what happened. All of these things are alleged. I believe that Michigan's head coach was in a relationship with a woman that he shouldn't have been having a relationship with. I think their relationship moved to a point where he gave her a significant raise on university dime. She was making around $55,000. They now have records that her salary in 1 year jumped from $55,000 to $90,000. I think that was his girlfriend. He is married with kids, and he is the head football coach, and she works for him. Now, this is where I think the relationship really starts to get sticky, allegedly. I believe she no longer wanted to be with him. I think he wanted to still be with her. If you listen to the 911 call, which TMZ now has, and you know TMZ, they are about to be all over this story. Oh my goodness, this is their kind of story. Scandal, race, sex, adultery. Oh man, this is... they live for this kind of story. So they got the 911 call. He has been stalking and bothering this girl for months, allegedly. So what I think happened was they were in a relationship. They were talking. I think she cut off the relationship. He wanted to still be talking. I believe that she eventually went to her employer and dropped the dime on what had been happening and what was going on. I also believe, based on all of the rumors and the reporting, that there was a meeting that took place yesterday at the University of Michigan that their head coach didn't know about. I think in that meeting, they made a decision. This person can no longer be our head coach. I think the athletic director then communicated to him everything that had happened. Hey, we know this because of X, Y, and Z. You need to get your things. You are no longer the head coach. I then believe, allegedly, that he went over there to this woman's house and threatened to kill himself and kill her. Again, all allegedly. That's what I think happened. What do the kids call that? Crashed out. I think he realized that everything that he had worked for was slipping away. He was on the verge of losing everything. His wife, his kids, his girlfriend, his job, his reputation. And I believe he had a mental health breakdown because of all of those things. If you just put all of the rumors and all of the reports and all of the stories together, I don't really know how you come to a different conclusion other than that. This is a man that reached a very dark and desperate place because of his actions and decisions. And it was up, and it was time to face all of those things, and he crashed out because of it. Maybe this isn't the right thing to say. Man, I feel bad for just all parties involved. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the wife. I feel bad for the kids. And sometimes in these stories, I think we are so caught up on the internet of just making jokes and kicking everybody's back in that we at least got to sit back and realize, man, these are people's lives that we are talking about. Can you imagine the wife here? You're married with three kids, and you got to find out that your husband is out here gallivanting with the assistant that I'm sure you've seen a million times. Rob, I saw that they followed each other on Instagram. You were following your husband's mistress. That was his right hand. You, of course, you've met this person thousands of times. You now find out that your husband is now sleeping with this woman. Maybe their relationship went even further than that. And now this could just be a private family matter that you and your husband are able to work out. Now, all of the information is all over the internet. We all know about your dirty laundry. It's just messy. It's just bad. This is a scene out of Jerry Springer is what we're talking about. This is a scene right off Maury Povich. I feel bad for everybody. That's all I got. I don't got nothing else on him. I just feel bad for everybody.
I mean, I feel less bad for Sharon Moore. I mean, I'm obviously,
yeah, I mean, of all the parties, I feel the least amount of sympathy for him, but I do feel amount of sympathy for him.
I mean, threatening self-harm, obviously I don't want him to do that, but I mean, outside of that, I mean, by the way, I think the AD is also going to be in trouble with all this. It felt like this was the worst kept secret on campus at Michigan, and the more and more people found out about this secret, the worse and worse it got, and this was ultimately going to be the conclusion. Whether it was here or in a year or in 6 months or whatever, it felt like the AD knew. It felt like, you know, people around the university knew. It felt like, you know, people in the staff knew. Sharon Moore is sleeping with his assistant. She's getting financially benefited from it, allegedly. She then ousted him, allegedly. And now he's not handling being dumped well, allegedly. And it was a situation that everyone knew, appeared to have known, is happening, and this was always going to be the conclusion. It is sad for the staffer, his wife, his kids, everyone involved, but the minute you start down this path, it never ends clean. It always, always ends messy and dirty.
I told you the saying that a kind old black man told me, you can't be dipping in the honey where you're making your money. You can't be. I mean, coach, I mean, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. That's all. I don't have anything.
How did he think? I mean, we can't get into his mind. I'm not going to pretend to. How did he think
this was
going to
end? Thinking. Horny. That's what he was thinking. What was he thinking?
So he wasn't. The answer is he wasn't thinking.
He was thinking about them cakes is what he was thinking about. That's what he was thinking about. What was he thinking about?
The answer was he wasn't. That's easy.
He's a horn dog is what he was thinking about.
And now he's going to be arraigned in court tomorrow.
What was he thinking? That's what he was thinking. He saw her every day and had the lust in his heart for that woman. That's what happened to Sharon. He got lost in the sauce is what he did. That's a tale as old as time we've seen this. This is not a new story. rich, powerful man brought down by horniness. This is every soap opera you've ever seen before. So I know what he was doing. You know what he was doing. Being McNasty is what he was doing.
Maybe just me. I'll never understand people who risk their very, very lucrative jobs.
Horny
for that
is undefeated. It's undefeated, never lost. That's what it is. Horniness is Mike Tyson in 1987 is what it is. Heavyweight undisputed champion of the world is what it is. This is exactly what happened. So it's not lost on me is that that's what happened. He got lost in the sauce and he thought he wouldn't get caught. He was playing with fire. He thought that he could get out before he got burned. He got burned and then crashed out. And I'm seeing people, oh, he was dealing with mental health issues. And I'm not here to diminish anybody's mental health issues. But we also know somebody who got caught up and then they had an episode because they finally got confronted with all of the things. That's what I think happened with Sharon Moore. That's what I think he was dealing with. He finally found out that his secret was about to be exposed. That she was out here creeping on your wife's back with the assistant and you could have quite possibly gotten her pregnant, allegedly. That's what I think his mental health issue was. I'm about to lose my job and my family is what I think he was dealing with. That's the same thing we saw Tiger Woods get caught up with. I heard him on that voicemail. Struggling is what he was doing. And that's why his ex-wife went Donatello on his Escalade that one night. So this is a tale as old as time when it comes to Sharon Moore. Hey, I'm praying for you. That's all I got. I'm praying for all parties involved. I want to see everybody happy. That's what I want. That's just a crazy situation. Coming up on the other side, Binkley's going to join us in studio. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.